On the line with us is the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. Supervisor Rabbit, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Where were you 18 years ago this morning?
I was here in Petaluma, and I was getting the kids ready for school, which was typical at the time. Walked over. We're about a block and a half away from the elementary school, which is so nice. So every morning we walked over. And it was actually Judge Gary Nadler, who was a neighbor of mine and a friend, told me about what was happening because I hadn't had the TV on. I was busy making breakfasts and lunches for the three kids. I could tell by the look in his face that it was something very, very serious, and certainly went home and followed the news for the next so many hours. I do remember that day. I remember the fighter jets flying over the line of Sonoma Mountains across Petaluma, and it being kind of very still that day.
Yeah.
Just that feeling of what had happened and what was happening, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people left work and went home and just gathered up their kids and hugged them for the rest of the day. That's
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly.
Well, Supervisor Rabbit, I read the paper yesterday. I'm reading the paper this morning, and if you believe what's said in there, then it sounds like some unrest at the Board of Supervisors. Let's talk first about this potential third Santa Rosa smart station that's being bandied about.
Yeah, and that didn't come to us yet officially, although I know a couple of my colleagues are pushing it and had talked to the smart general manager and our own county administrator. It's, I'm all in favor of getting more people on smart and having more options. If the county chooses to place a station either at Roseland or at Fulton, the total cost of that project is on the county. So for me, it's really more about finding the money to make that happen. What's the business plan? Where are you gonna get the dollars? What's going to be matched? And how can we fit that in with our long-term capital plan? Because we have a lot of issues. Yesterday we had deferred maintenance, and in spite of putting some money towards our maintenance issues, we still have about a $5.8 million backlog just with the things that are critical right now that doesn't take into account the systems that are going to be failing as we go on. So, open to the idea, just want to look at where the dollar is going to come from.
Yeah, always a pertinent part of the conversation. And so the supervisors will take that action or take up that topic in earnest next month. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the first step is that SMART would do what they call an operational study. It's less than $100,000. It's a consultant-driven thing, and it's a computer programming. It's really, we have a single-track system, and there's passing lanes that are spaced in order to make the schedule work and the speed of the train work and the crossings and the stations and everything are factored into that. So what happens when you add another station, another stop? The train obviously stops for several minutes. It adjusts everything up and down, so you have to kind of run the system over again. We've done, even though there's not a second station here in Petaluma, the software takes that into account. But we haven't done that for any additional station north of Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Or Roseland, I should say.
Yeah. And now we move to the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, IOLERO. What's happening there?
I think Carlene Navarro, who's been in the new position for 3 years, or 3 years, excuse me,
yeah.
6 months
yeah.
after the previous director was there for 3 years, is picking up some of the pieces, trying to make sure that she understands where things lie. And I think I've been very clear from the get-go. The primary purpose of the office is to perform audits, investigate complaints that are by the citizens. And quite frankly, it's been falling behind over the course of time. There were 27 audits that were not even started from 2016 to 2018. To me, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
And part of that is, it's a challenge for a county our size to have that office. Most counties our size do not have an independent office like that. We spend $500,000 on that office to provide that service. A lot of time has been taken up with the Community Advisory Council, which is advisory to the executive director. And not enough time has been done on the outreach or the audits. And I think we've been struggling for 3.5 years to really fine-tune the workload and the personnel required for that office to work. And I think what's true going forward is that there's not going to be a great deal of additional employees, maybe one half position on the admin side. So it's got to work within the confines that we have. And I think that the director is trying to make that happen. Those that attend the CAC, the Community Advisory Council meetings, were upset that there were going to be less meetings and a different way of appointing folks.
Uh-huh.
But what's true is there's an inordinate amount of time spent on the CAC and not enough time on the audits.
And when will the board revisit this issue and see if changes have been made?
Well, we did provide some direction yesterday about the terms, staggering of terms, the number of CAC appointees, who would appoint them. And I did talk to the director. The problem is, again, she has audits on her desk that she needs to get to, and that's going to take a priority over revising the agenda item mm-hmm. and coming back. So I think what you'll see is no CAC meetings for the time being, catching up on the audits.
Mm-hmm.
We asked her that once she's complete with the plan coming back, that will take from that point 3 weeks to allow the public to see what's proposed, make comments, have the opportunity to chime in, and then we'll take it up. But I can't tell you the date because we really want the director to pick up the audits that she has, you know, including obviously the other night, the incident at Creighton. That'll be something that she'll look at independently. All of those things take a lot of time.
All right, very good. Anything else of particular importance that we missed in Tuesday's meeting?
No, I think, you know, one thing that you'll see if you travel in and out of, and hopefully everyone does, out of the Santa Rosa Airport, is that we approved a solar array project.
Yeah.
That's going to basically cover most of all the parking spaces, I would say, in the new long-term parking lot. So not only can you park long-term economically, your car will be covered and will be generating enough electricity to pretty much cover the electrical needs of the airport. So that's basically a multiple win project, and I'm very excited about that. And it's kind of in line with what we've always been doing here in Sonoma County. So that was on yesterday as well.
Yeah, the airport going green.
They're going green. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it's very fitting for Sonoma County. And, again, cars parking out in hot asphalt.
Yeah.
It works well to have those canopies there. So excited about that one.
Very good, Supervisor Rabbit. Appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thanks for doing it.
Hey, thank you, Pat. Take care.
That is Supervisor and Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit on KSRO.